Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode. I know I have taken a break for a little while, and I'm so sorry that I wasn't, you know, keeping you guys in the loop or whatever, but I will try to post regularly now. I just have been busy with, like, school and moving and stuff like that. But anyway, this proposal is still, I'm still going over the 01 proposals, and this one is Dr. Clef's proposal called The Gate Guardian. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Item number SCP-001, Special Containment Procedures. Because of the nature of SCP-01, no containment procedures are necessary. 24/7 monitoring of SCP-01 is to take place from a safe 10-kilometer distance from a predetermined location, known as Site Zero. The location of Site Zero is known only to the current SCP administrator and single overseer-level agent of Abrahamic Faith, which is the O5-14. Who is assigned to monitor SCP-01 from Site Zero. Said agent is authorized to take any action necessary should SCP-01 become active, and is required to immediately alert the administrator and all other overseer-level agents should SCP-01 show any change in behavior, as this may constitute the beginning of a Patmos XK class into the world scenario. Should SCP-01 become active in any way, personnel are required to immediately consult the Patmos series of emergency orders. Decoding algorithms for emergency orders Patmos are to be maintained on site at Site Zero in the possession of the designated observer, and are to be transmitted to SCP Foundation offices only in the event of SCP-01 becoming active. Foundation personnel with vital roles in one or more variants of the emergency procedure PATMOS are to be advised to take the following precautions: to maintain good relations with one or more organizations of Abrahamic faith, to maintain on hand a supply of the following: holy water, a rosary, crucifix, a cross, a prayer rug, and other symbols blessed by an Abrahamic clerk of bishop or equivalent higher rank, and also a copy of Abrahamic scriptures such as a Torah or a Bible, and standard emergency supplies in mobile form. And also, in case of a pre-millennial rapture scenario, all vital personnel are to designate a secondary operative of non-Abrahamic faith. Said secondary operative is to be informed of the location of the primary designates copy of the emergency procedures PATMOS and memetic kill agent inoculant, and is to be kept on ready status to take over the primary's duties as necessary, as well as they are advised to maintain familiarity with all other SCPs involved in possible PATMOS XK class into the world scenarios. Description: SCP-01 is a humanoid entity, approximately 700 cubic feet in height, located in an undisclosed location near the intersection of the Tigris and Euphrates River. The following features are known about the entity: a number of luminous wing-like appendages emerge from the shoulders, back, temples, ankles, and wrists of the entity. Although an accurate count has never been established, most observers place the number of wings at anywhere from 2 through 108, with a mean number of 4. The being also possesses a weapon, possibly a sword or a knife, known as SCP-01-2. The weapon appears to emit flames at temperatures rivaling that of the sun, based on spectrographic analysis, although there appear to be no destructive effects from the intense heat on the surrounding areas. Any entity that approaches within 1 kilometer of SCP-01 is immediately struck by the weapon and obliterated from existence. Any and all hostile actions taken toward SCP-01 have resulted in the annihilation of the attackers, regardless of range. SCP-01 appears to be standing with its head bowed in a gesture of supplication, with SCP-01-2 held in both hands pointed down in front of it. Since originally recorded by the founder over redacted years ago, SCP-01 has not deviated from the stance. Human beings exposed to SCP-01 report hearing a voice in their heads, giving them a directive which the subject reports cannot be disobeyed. The most common directive is forget, which results in the subject walking away from SCP-01 with no memory of ever encountering it. On rare occasions, however, other directives have been given. The most famous of these is the one given to the founder of the SCP Foundation, which he has claimed is why he formed the foundation to begin with. The message was, prepare. Overseers have reported that SCP-01 appears to be standing in front of a gate of immense proportions. Long-range photographs have occasionally detected what appears to be a pastoral grove within, containing numerous other entities of the same composition as SCP-01, as well as several fruit trees of unknown composition. Of particular note are two fruit trees of immense proportions near what appears to be the center of the grove. One, is noted, appears to be an ordinary apple tree, although the other bears a fruit unknown of the earth, described as redacted. It is the avowed belief of the founders that the gate which SCP-01 guards may be the gate to Eden, based on correlations with ancient Babylonian texts and the Dead Sea Scrolls. In which case, one can deduce that the entity known as SCP-01 may be redacted. Addendum 01-A, Experimentation SCP-01-2's Effective Kill Range. One Class D personnel instructed to approach SCP-01 as closely as possible on foot. Result: upon making visual contact with SCP-01, subject is ordered to leave. Subject immediately turns away from the entity and walks away. Despite repeated orders to continue with the experiment, Class D personnel refuses to obey and is terminated. Upon termination of Class D personnel, all research staff involved are immediately obliterated by unknown forces, presumably SCP-01-2. Experiment 2-B. One remote-operated research robot guided to approach SCP-01 from the ground. Result: upon approaching within 1 kilometer of SCP-01, research robot is obliterated, presumably by SCP-01-2. All further attempts at remote reconnaissance have had the same results. Experiment 3-C. 100 pre-programmed research drones instructed to approach SCP-01 from multiple angles simultaneously. The result? The correlation was successful, and all 100 drones crossed the 1 kilometer mark simultaneously. However, all 100 are simultaneously obliterated by SCP-01-2. Designated Overseer at Site Zero reports that SCP-01-2 appears to strike in all directions at once. SCP-01 did not deviate from its stance while this took place. Experiment 4-D. Wire-guided missiles fired from a distance of 3 kilometers. Result: SCP-01-2 obliterates weapons upon crossing the 1 kilometer mark, simultaneously obliterating the launch site and killing all personnel as well. Experiment 5-E. Multiple warhead intercontinental ballistic missile fired from SCP nuclear submarine Nautilus. Result: see Indian Ocean Submarine Missile Experiment, December 26, 2004. Experiment 6-F. SCP-0-76 and Task Force Omega-7 instructed to approach SCP-01 on foot. Result: SCP-76 refuses to carry out the mission, despite not being informed about the mission's nature. Upon being asked why, SCP-76 replies, no. Just no. Experiment 7-G. SCP-073 Due to the results of the experiment F, SCP-073 was not informed of his destination until arriving at Site Zero. Result: SCP-073 approaches the site on foot, and upon seeing SCP-01, SCP-073 becomes distressed and asks to abort mission. SCP-073 was ordered to continue. At that point, the symbol on SCP-073's forehead became redacted. Experiment was terminated due to redacted. See Addendum 01-AA. Addendum 01-AA. By executive order of the administrator, no further experiments are to be carried out regarding SCP-01. No further SCPs are to be exposed to SCP-01. SCP-01 is not to be used to dispose of any dangerous SCPs. Addendum. On blank, the following errant transmission was received by Foundation personnel. Initiate emergency procedure Patmost Omega. Attention, all Foundation personnel. The following message was received at approximately blank this morning from Site Zero. SCP-01 has left its location. The gates are open. They are riding forth. Oh God, it's so beautiful. The Lord reigned, the Lord reigneth, the Lord has reigned. And this repeats over and over, continuously, until the transmission is cut. Because of this event's confluence with the recent breach of SCP-995, the opening of SCP-616, and the activation of SCP-098, the Foundation is required to immediately begin preparations for XK-class into-the-world scenarios. SCP-076 and SCP-073 are to be secured immediately. All personnel are to unlock and decode emergency Patmost Omega and follow all orders within. Site 19 is to be secured, and all non-essential SCPs and personnel terminated and or destroyed. Repeat, because of the events of the confluence with the recent breach of SCP-995, opening of SCP-616, and the activation of SCP-098, the Foundation is required to immediately prepare for preparations for an XK-class into-the-world scenario. And upon contacting Site Zero, 05-14 responded that no such message has been sent from its location, and that SCP-01 remains inert. The transmission was initially determined to be a hoax. However, close examination of the transmission reveals the timestamp to be blank years in the future. It is theorized that... redacted. And this ends the document, as well as the reading. And I hope you guys enjoyed. I know that it might have been a little confusing as far as needing to know certain names, like 076, I believe it was. And I'm pretty sure that is Abel, but it might be Cain. And if you are familiar with the stories in the Bible, you can kind of match it up to that. But the idea is that a huge angel is guarding the entrance to Eden, and that if he were to move from guarding the entrance, that means that pretty much the apocalypse is about to happen. So yeah, that's pretty much that one. I thought it was pretty interesting the first time I heard it, and so I hope you guys also thought it was pretty interesting. And again, sorry for not posting in a kind of a long time, I feel like, but I will definitely try to be better at posting at least once a week, if nothing else. But thank you all for your support and for still sticking around. I hope you guys enjoy it.